بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ايه المنافق ثلاث، اذا حدث كذب، واذا وعد اخلف، واذا اؤتمن خان. متفق عليه. وفي روايه: وان صام وصلى وزعم انه مسلم. Continuing with the chapter on the importance of discharging the amanat or the trust, we discussed the verses of the Quran which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned pertaining to the importance of discharging of trust, of being amanat dar. Now we begin with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first hadith, the narrator is Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ayatul Munafiq Thalath. He said the signs of a munafiq, of a hypocrite, are three things. We find this concept of nifaq or hypocrisy. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he explains nifaq and hypocrisy like this. He says, Al-nifaq ikhtilafu sirri wal-alaniya wal-qawl wal-amal wal-madkhal wal-makhraj. He says, nifaq or hypocrisy is the disparity between what one conceals and what one reveals. A disparity between what one says and what one does. A disparity between what goes on inside the home and what goes on outside the home. In other words, inside is something else, outside is something else. This is what we call hypocrisy, where we show something, whereas inside we have a completely different set of intentions. And this is something that is very disliked in Shariat. We find that when it comes to the effort of tabligh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah, generally the Muslims were greatly persecuted and they numbered very, very few. In Medina Munawwara, in the initial stages, it was the same thing also. But after Allah Ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions victory in Badr, then the awe and the dignity of Islam began to become apparent. It was at about that time after Badr that a group formed in Medina Munawwara of what we call the munafiqeen. In other words, the hypocrites. Those who outwardly displayed or showed that they were Muslims, but in reality they were kafir. They did not truly believe in their heart. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Baqarah referring to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, when they meet the people of Iman, when they meet the true believers, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they say, we have brought Iman just like you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, but when they go in solitude with their shayateen, in other words, shaitans like themselves, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, they say, we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِيُونَ, we were just mocking, we were just playing fool with the Muslims, but in reality we don't have iman, we are not Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says, اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِيُ بِهِمْ, they feel they are mocking, Allah is mocking at them, and Allah Ta'ala is giving them rope. Likewise, elsewhere in the Quran, in the 27 juz, there is an entire surah called Suratul Munafiqun, where Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدْ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. That, O my Nabi, the munafiqeen come to you, and they say, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, we bear witness that definitely you are the Rasul of Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasul. Allah knows that you are His Rasul. Wallahu yashhad. Allah bears witness, innal munafiqeen lakadibun, that verily the munafiqeen are liars. And in other words, they are displaying something that is contrary to their convictions and their belief. They are showing on the outside what different from what is inside. And this is something that is greatly reprehensible in Islam. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he says, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are three signs of hypocrisy. Who is a munafiq? How will you establish what is a munafiq? There are three signs of a munafiq. And we find Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, at the end of this hadith, he mentions one chain of narration, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if a person does these three things, if a person does these three things, this is a sign of nifaq, wa in sama wa salla wa zama annahu muslim, even if he is fasting, and even if he is making his salah, and even if he is claiming that he is a Muslim, but these three signs are there. What is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? In the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this person is a munafiq. Likewise, we find in another narration, it is mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wa in salla wa sama wa hajja wa atamar wa qala inni Muslim. There are three signs of a munafiq. If these three actions are there, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is a munafiq. Even if he makes salah, even if he fasts, even if he goes for hajj, even if he makes umrah, and even if he claims to be a Muslim, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is a munafiq. However, ulama ikram mentioned that he will not be regarded as a munafiq i'tiqadi. In other words, he won't be regarded as a munafiq with regards to his beliefs. But these are signs of nifaq. These are signs of hypocrisy. And a person with true iman, when he hears this, that Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is comparing a person who does these things with a munafiq, this is something that should create a great level of concern in us. That are these signs apparent in our lives? Are we doing these things that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has referred to as being the signs of a munafiq? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, coming back to the hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the signs of a munafiq are three things. What are the three things? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. My respected brothers, many times before we've mentioned this also. Unfortunately today, instead of being dishonesty being the exception, dishonesty has become the norm. We speak so much of lies. There is such a level of dishonesty in our dealing with one another that it's reached a level or it's reached a stage where we are oblivious of it. We are not even conscious. Just one day take the trouble. One day take the trouble from morning till night and make your mind up that today I am going to speak the truth. I'm not going to speak a single lie, and see how difficult it has become. Because speaking lies has become such a common thing in our lives. Whereas Rasulullah ﷺ said this is a sign of a munafiq. Even if he's making salah, even if he's fasting, even if he's making hajj, even if he's making umrah, but there is a ghalba, there is in his life being untrue, being dishonest has become the norm. This is a sign of nifaq. The second thing Rasulullah ﷺ said, wa idha wa'ada akhlaf. When he makes a promise, he does not fulfill that promise. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks in the Quran of the believers, Allah Ta'ala mentions one of the signs of iman. What is the sign of a true mu'min? When he makes a promise, when he enters into some form of undertaking, he fulfills that. When he takes upon himself a commitment, he discharges that commitment. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. So the sign of a munafiq is one, he makes a promise, he does not fulfill it. And the third thing pertinent to the chapter which we are discussing, inshallah tomorrow we'll continue with the explanation of it. We've run out of time already. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is given an amanat, when he is given a trust, he does not misappropriate that trust. So these are three things which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said are the signs of a munafiq. And ulama ikram has mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, that this person will not actually become a munafiq with regards to his belief. But the concern ulama ikram have mentioned, that these are actions of a munafiq. These are signs of a munafiq. And if a person will not be careful, what is the warning that is found in this hadith? That the nifaq-e-amali, in other words, actions of nifaq, could eventually lead to nifaq-e-i'tiqadi, could lead to the beliefs of a munafiq. And then a person's dunya and akhirat will be destroyed.
So I'm reiterating, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the signs of a munafiq are three things. Let us cleanse these things from our lives if they are there. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he doesn't fulfill the promise. And when he is given an amanat and he trusts, he misappropriates that trust. SubhanAllah.